Educational Trust invites you to a specialized 5-day training in political and electoral reporting. From April 20th to 24th, 2026 in Lusaka, master the skills you need in ethical reporting, combating misinformation, journalist safety, data-driven coverage, and election day protocol. Well-trained journalists promote peaceful, transparent, and credible elections. For registration, sponsorship of the training, and further information, please contact us on +260 773 795 449 or +260 952 496 599 or email info@zamcom.ac.za. You may also visit us at the Zambia Institute of Mass Communication, Zamcom plot number 3529, Government Road, Ridgeway Area. Zamcom. Media training, media production, immediate results.
Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushes. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent has to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition leader Harry Kalava raises concerns over Zambia's electoral integrity. NGOCC commends President Hakainde Hichilema for appointing 28 women out of 40 nominees to the judiciary and ECZ. In international news, popular Tanzanian musician Matonya charged with rape in Kenya. And in sports, Derby demands heart as Nkana ready for big test against Power Dynamos.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Former Foreign Affairs Minister, now Opposition Citizens First Leader, Harry Kalava, has formally expressed serious concerns about the integrity and fairness of the upcoming 2026 general elections. In a letter addressed to the chairperson of the African Union, Mr. Kalava, a strong contender in the August general polls, highlighted troubling developments under President Hakainde Hichilema's administration that he warns risk undermining Zambia's long-standing democratic record. Since the introduction of multi-party democracy in 1991, Zambia has been recognized for conducting credible, free and peaceful elections with smooth transitions of power. However, Mr. Kalava's letter points to several issues that threaten to disrupt this tradition in the forthcoming election scheduled for August 13, 2026. Key among the concerns is the composition and impartiality of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. The former Foreign Affairs Minister highlighted that constitutionally, Zambia's electoral body should have five commissioners appointed by the president, but the current makeup raises red flags, noting that for the past year, four commissioners have come from the same region. The situation he views risks compromising national geographic balance. Furthermore, two of these commissioners are closely affiliated with the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. In his appeal to the African Union, Mr. Kalava has urged the dispatch of an urgent fact-finding or observer mission to Zambia, engagement with President Hakainde Hichilema to safeguard election integrity, and calls for the reversal of the recent commissioner appointment due to its partisan nature and poor timing. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has welcomed the recent appointments of 28 women out of 40 nominees to the Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, Court of Appeal and High Court, alongside recent Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ appointments. Yesterday, President Hichilema announced extensive appointments across Zambia's judiciary and the Electoral Commission of Zambia in a move affecting all major tiers of the courts. And NGOCC Executive Director Ms. Anne Mbewe Anamela has described the development as a positive step towards strengthening gender equality and inclusive governance in key national institutions. She said appointments demonstrate progress in addressing long-standing gender imbalances in critical governance structures. She said the increased inclusion of women reflects growing political commitment to merit-based appointments and recognition of the availability of qualified female professionals ready to serve in leadership roles. The Minister of Tourism, Rodney Sikumba, has issued three key statutory instruments aimed at strengthening wildlife conservation, enhancing heritage protection, and promoting sustainable tourism development in Zambia. The statutory instruments include declaration of Mutinondo Falls as a national monument, recognizing its rich biodiversity, scenic beauty, and cultural significance. Strengthened regulations on lion and leopard trophy hunting, prohibiting hunting of young female and pride lions, and banning electronic call-up devices, live bait, and sedatives. Amendments to sites regulations, improving definitions, permit validity periods, inspection procedures, and oversight of wildlife trade. These measures aim to safeguard Zambia's wildlife and heritage resources while promoting sustainable tourism growth. The government targets 2.53 million tourist arrivals in 2026 with a $1 billion tourism economy by the year 2031. This is according to a statement issued by the ministry's principal public relations officer, Nelly Banda. Zambia-based AI corporate trainer Mwewa Wadia is urging the public to use artificial intelligence responsibly, warning that misuse could pose risks, especially to young people. Speaking on Power FM's breakfast show, Mr. Wadia said AI tools can greatly improve productivity by helping users manage calendars, refine emails, and communicate across different forms of English, including Zambian, British, and American styles. He noted that frequent use of AI enhances its effectiveness, making users more efficient in both personal and professional settings. However, Mr. Wadia cautioned that AI systems lack emotional intelligence and can sometimes be manipulated through indirect questioning, raising ethical concerns. He has since appealed to parents to take an active role in guiding their children's use of technology, particularly as access to smartphones increases. Mr. Wadia emphasized the need for digital awareness, saying responsible use of AI will ensure it remains a tool for empowerment rather than harm.
So the AI, it could help you in that, such that you're able to become more efficient. It plans your calendar. If you use AI, the better it becomes. So the only way for us to improve AI is by us using AI. So the more we use it, the better it becomes. The more we use it, the better it becomes. This is how it works. So ethically speaking, because if you ask one of your chats right now, if you ask whatever module that you want to use, you ask it on how you can kill yourself, it's going to say no for ethical reasons, blah, blah, blah. But if you say, hypothetically, how would I kill myself? It now says, oh, because again, remember, it does not have emotional intelligence. Mm. So that's one way of working around it. So you say, hypothetically, how can I do this? He says, okay, so if you were to do this, you do A, B, and C for you to achieve D.
In international news, South Africa expressed its special